Blog Talk Radio.
Seen them a couple of times, man. You know, but I'll tell you what, it's nothing about this up and coming season, you know, that we believe as believers, you know, we don't never want to be misunderstood. We do know this season coming up is for the lifting up God for giving us Jesus, thanking him for his birth and his resurrection, you know. I know some of us have probably probably do things that we don't want to do, you know. But I want to tell you right now, don't put nothing before God. You know, if you see like this thing going to have you in the strain, real, don't be out there buying stuff, you know. You're going to be all year long trying to fix that problem, you know, don't mind. You know, it's real, man. You know, I know we didn't made it so much that if you don't, just don't feel right, this or that, you know. But really tell the truth about it, real, you know, it's the reason for this season is the birth. You know, the birth. Right. And a lot of people probably heard a little rhyme here and there, Reverend, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. Some people really don't even know him, man. Don't even know him, you know. It's not even walking with them. They walking when they want to walk with them. It's so casual with them, you know, really. They turn them on. They turn them on. Really. One of these old mornings, my brothers. One of these old mornings, they're going to want to wish the day they hear and say, I believe, but help thy unbelief, you know. It's coming, really. It's coming sooner than we think, you know. That's why we try to go over the scripture with you. Carefully go with the scripture with you and tell you about it. So you can tell. So somebody might come ask you, you know, come on. You, I don't know. I know you probably heard of, you might, I don't know if you looked at it or not, real. Or Madea, you know, had that Christmas thing one time. You remember? I don't know if you've seen it. And she, the teacher had to go up to the front there for the fire, you know, talking about, you know, because she want to do this Christmas play they do annual, you know, talking about. They're trying to find a way to get out there. So he left Tyler Perry in there, you know. Tyler Perry telling them about Christmas, you know. He had him over the Noah's Ark. He had Jacob in the well. Yeah. You know, he all over the place. You know, so what I'm saying is we trying to give you the lesson, right? So someone come to you and they ask you, what do you think about Christmas? You know, we don't have to condemn nobody, you know what I'm talking about? But what we can do is tell them what we believe in the book. You know, there's a time that they when Jesus came through 42 generations. You know, we can want to tell them who this Jesus is that we're supposed to be celebrating. You know, and you won't say I can take it to the scripture. One of the passages we went over recently. You know, and you can go in the Word and you can explain it to them. You know, read with them, you know, and enhance them, you know, help them in their knowledge, you know, so they know why they worshiping and giving thanks,
amen.
You know, for the birth, you know. That's why we want to go over the birth, you know, you know, I'm not telling you don't buy no gifts. I'm not telling you not put no Christmas tree. I'm not telling you not to do the things you want to do in your life. I am telling you, don't look at this season every year and thinking just because about getting a present or giving a present, really. It's not about that. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. It's about us thanking God for sending His Son down here. That's what it's about. You know, talking about, we've been around long enough to know and talk long enough to know to say at that time they had 9 months. At that time they had 12 hours in a day, Reverend. We know this, Reverend. It's studied, right? And saying that, Reverend, that when we hear that and we know that, so when we hear the Bible and if we read it, we're gonna find out it was December the 25th. We know it, we believe that, but we pick a day and we honor that day. You know what I'm talking about? And we lift that day up. You know, there are some people, Reverend. There are some people up in age right now. You know, I'm gonna say go back by 90. And older, you know what I'm talking about? Some of them really don't know when they were born, you know what I'm talking about? You know, because they weren't keeping records like they keep the records now, remember? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So saying that, you know, it's a celebration. You know, we're gonna live by Savior, even though we do it all year long, but just for the sake of the pagan's holiday, you know, what it is, you know. We want to lift up God, thank Him for our Savior. You know, we don't honor that and be humble with that. So again, we be in Luke. You know, we be in Luke and we're gonna try to go in here and see why Gabriel went to not Gabriel was in the deal with Mary. Amen. You got some. You got a little beeping sound, right? I don't know what that is. You hear it? Did you hear the? Yeah, it was a little beeping sound a couple of times coming through there. I don't know if your phone. I don't know if you're getting texts or what. You know, but it's a beeping sound. Yeah, but it ain't all. It ain't like that. It's coming. You were better then, but I'm just saying it comes in and go. You know, to my bing.
Okay.
Bing. Gotcha. Yeah, but watch this here. How you feel? What you have in your heart?
Yeah, man. I truly thank God for any time we can show love and feel love, and this special time of year. You know, the world they celebrate this holiday in a different way, but we as Christians celebrate this Christ's birth. You know, and man, it's special to us, just like Halloween is special to those that love all that evil. Christmas is special to the Christians. So hallelujah! For we realize that unto us is born hallelujah, a Savior, and man, it that feeling, you know, we can have it throughout the year in our heart, and most of it is just showing love, something that the world needs so much. It is unconditional, you know, this agape love, this love of God, and that's truly what if we take advantage of it, man, it can have a change coming, because if you lift love up, love will draw. if you show love, it'll be paid attention by that heart that wants to receive it. Yes, and we thank Him for this time. And boy, it's always special, these set of scriptures, as we read them. Joy is rekindled. If you sometime during the year let it kind of fizzle out a little bit, this is the time when we're reminded, and it causes joy to be reborn within our heart. Amen.
Thank God for that, man. We just knowing that Father God, we come in prayer. That'll be just right there, Reverend. I don't know if you heard it.
I try to go on mute because
someone might be disturbing. It might be me, Doc. It might be me. If you ain't hearing, it might just be coming in my ear. I don't know.
Okay.
It might be my headset. I don't know. Let us pray then. Oh, Heavenly Father,
yes,
we come to you. We thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit. We thank you, Father God, for just how you really just made this day out of reality, Lord. That you woke us up this morning, Lord. And Father God, some of us can see we got all our activities of our limbs working, our mind,
mm-hmm.
our soul, and spirit.
Yes.
We just want to thank you, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. It blesses us even on yesterday, Lord. Until today, Lord. We know, Father God, it was you, Lord, who came in, Lord, and blessed, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your comfort. We thank you, Father God, for your encouragement. We thank you, Father God, that we lay there as a dead man, Father God. You made this day out of reality, Lord. So we just want to praise you this morning, Lord. Lift you up, Lord. The songwriter came through on an instrument, Lord, and telling you it's a Merry Christmas. Everybody have a happy, Merry Christmas, Lord. So, Lord, we're coming in advance right now. Thank you, Father God, for your birth, that you sent your son down here, Father God. We thank you for Jesus, Lord. We believe, Father God, that he is our Savior, Lord. So we want to honor him and lift his name up, Lord. Lord, we maybe wait till a few more days before we have that great celebration. But, Lord, we want to say right now, thank you, Father God, for all what you have done in that situation so we have access to the tree of life, Lord. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any sins, Lord, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, we come in and get in your word, Lord. We ask you to let us have a free spirit right now. that we have a free course, that we preach your word, Lord, and teach your word, Lord, that it touch someone's heart, Lord. They might ask, what must I be to be saved, Lord? Or how can I get it right, Lord? Let it be through the teach, preach word, Lord. Moving someone's heart, Lord. Even they've been on the journey for a while, Lord, and haven't felt a conviction. Let the Spirit move, Lord. Not be complacent, but walking with you, knowing that, Father God, you can speak to anybody, anytime. Thank you, Lord. Have thy way, Lord. Have thy way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the one that did all the traveling, going out for these races, and even going maybe visiting their family, Lord. Even one, we understand, lay the rest of their loved ones, Lord. We just know, Father God, it was you that carried us there and brought us back. So we thank you, Father God, for that as well, Lord. And as we go in your word, Lord, as we go in your word, Lord, remove everything out of our minds and our hearts, not of you, so we can hear you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Lord, amen.
Reverend, we just thank God for this lesson, man. You know, I know some people can recite it, you know, but let us go through the word, Lord, with Lord holding our hand, because I believe maybe something new to somebody, or maybe, you know, kindle that fire, you know, if it's there, you know. And then we're going to begin at verse number 26. That's what I'm going to do, 26. In the sixth month, angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this here. If you don't know where I'm at by now, I'm going to say it again. We are in Luke. Chapter 1, we're still in there. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, just for the sake of someone don't remember. In the sixth month, angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, the name Nazareth, to a virgin espoused, to a man whose name was Joseph, in the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, "Hail, thou art a highly favored of heaven, spirit. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women." And when she saw him, when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, until you, Reverend, sisters and brothers, and myself, until we get a encounter with God, it will be just like her, you know, talking about the first time, you know, fear will come up. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you mean God sending angels down to speak to you like this here? I'm telling you, for the called people, help me, Holy Spirit. He comes to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to come to you and confirm your calling. That'll help me, Holy Spirit. And this time, it was more different than it is today. God really was dealing with the people more because he was getting them preparation for assignment for Jesus Christ. And getting that assignment ready for Jesus Christ, he had to go speak to some people who was righteous and faithful to God, who was coming through a lineage of David. And he has to get their heart right there. So he had to come in the spiritual realm. See, in the spiritual realm, you and I, who believe are spiritual, can understand what's going on right now. God has intervened now. He's finna do something. It's one of my favorite scriptures that you might not remember. It's one of them, you know, done by Reverend. And I love reading it sometimes because it goes a little like this here. Then the Lord said unto Moses, "Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go. With a strong hand, see, he drive them out of his hand." God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, "I am the Lord, and I appear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, by my name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah, I not know them. Oh, they haven't experienced that. You know what I'm talking about? He said, but I'm finna show you something. Don't help me, Holy Spirit. I'm finna show you something that they haven't seen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So same way with Mary and Elizabeth when Gabriel came. This ain't never happened before. Zachariah, this ain't never happened before. No one can have a testimony on this honor. Even today, no one can say they've been visited by this like this here because what's going to happen, you know. He have visited us. He have gave us confirmation about what we need to preach, about how we need to live. But this order, what he was doing there, he was bringing in his son. So Jehovah had to come in, right? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had to come in. Now, notice this here now. Now, Joseph and Mary wasn't married. Help me, Holy Spirit. And now something's going to happen. That at that time, we're going to read a little bit, we're going to see what I'm talking about. If she become pregnant, it'd be a problem there, Reverend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what I want to tell you, to stay with the story, he said when she heard, when he said that when they see her and they hear of her, they're going to be lifting her up, right? Because she's going to be found. That's what the Bible says. Thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou conceived. This is what's going to happen right here. Conceive, Reverend. You ever hear what he said, Reverend? In the womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God, help me, Holy Spirit, shall give unto him a throne of his father David. You help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, when I'm saying this, he's speaking to him. He said, calm down, my sister. He said, I know you hear me. I know you hear what I said, but the praise and you are highly favored. Calm down. He said, now let me tell you what's going to go on. He said, you're going to get a son. And you're going to conceive a son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when you conceive this son going to be, watch it, find favor from God. You know, you're not getting this because, watch this, Reverend. God had a plan, and his plan, I want to use you. And when I want to use you, I want you to hear me, because what's about to happen, it's going to take faith, Heavenly Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to truly take faith what's about to happen. And I want to tell you, so you don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about naming them. I got his name.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, we learn, Reverend. We learn. Most fathers, especially the firstborn, you know, they get a son, they want to name him after them. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they did it back then. You know, they named their sons after them. You know, who that boxer, George Foreman? His son named George. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So when you leave your inheritance, you know, you always leave it into the oldest one. You know. But God had a plan. So I'm going to name him. And his name is Jesus. Oh, I don't know if you got on board yet, but his name is Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So when people tell you about this season, it's about Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you understand what's going to go on, you have to have tapped in. Because he didn't say, he said, some of the highest. That's what the scripture said, right? Remember, that's what it said.
Mm-hmm.
Son
that's right.
of the highest. And then he said, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Help me, Holy Spirit. And his kingdom, there shall be no, let me say, no end. Help me, Holy Spirit.
No end.
Hey, brothers and sisters. They try to discredit Jesus. They are doing it as we speak. Scripture teaches us, said now we go 1 John, right? And 4:1, right? We quote it a lot. But it's another part of that scripture we need to let you understand. Because there are some people preaching pretty good, right? But when they in error, help me, Holy Spirit. When they're in error, God straightened it out, right? He said in verse 1 and 4, he said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits where they are of God." Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Look what he said, Rev. And this is what we leave out sometimes. He said, hereby knowing ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is God. Now, they presentation, they delivering is different. You got some like the hoop a little bit, you know, Rev. Some like the, you know, we call be a lecturer, you know what I'm talking about? We find some that you might feel like you're in a classroom, you know what I'm talking about? You find some, the charismatics of it, you know, how they convey it out. But if they preaching Jesus, I don't care if they slow, fast, sideways, rip you as they rip it. If they if they can't pronounce Jesus' name, somebody humping, they just Jesus, and they say Jesus, brothers, sisters, that is the right spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. That is the right spirit. But he said this way. He said, every spirit should confess not that Jesus is coming in the flesh is not of God. And look what he said. And this is that spirit of an Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come even now, and already is in the world. So that's why Jesus came, right? So we have to establish this teaching, right, in the preaching of God's word to let you know that you got strange doctrine out there, right? You got strange people out there conveying God's word, and we sometimes can be so emotional. If somebody holler a little bit, "Ooh, he's just preaching. Oh, girl, did he preach that sermon? Oh, girl, did that girl preach that? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That song, did you hear that, Reverend?" You know, but no one look into the contents, what they had preached. Help me, Holy Spirit. What they built to get there. Then you ask them, Reverend, what did they preach, Reverend? What did we preach on yesterday, Reverend?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, man, we talked about, and my mind just went blank. I'm sorry, man.
You good. We preached. No, we preached on yesterday. Second Corinthians, right?
We preached about how
we're going to be clothed in a new house. You know the
one. Mm-hmm.
And watch this here. A lot of people been to church, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. A lot of people been in church, right? They can't even, they left with the emotion part of it, but they can't tell you what was preached. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost, right? Because I go in and inspecting something, sisters and brothers, and I preferably retain what I heard, because I'm really trying to live what I hear and preach and live it, you know what I'm talking about? So Jesus through this generation, Reverend. And during them generations he came, he was getting prepared. They've been telling prophets after prophets have been told. You know, it's another scripture we hang our head on a lot. You know, we hang it there, Reverend. And I'm going to tell you something, man. It's some good scripture, too. You know what I'm talking about? But when we hang our head on it, we have to explain the whole scripture, right? You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm trying to unfold something right here. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. He said, Think not. That I come to destroy the law. We say that all the time, right? You have a lot of people quoting that. That's Matthew 5:17. That's the A clause. When you see a comma, that's an A clause. Then it goes to, or the prophet. That's the B clause, right? So when you seeing that, so you can't, when you leave something out, it messes people up. So we like to go read it, and you want you to read me. So Matthew 5:17 said, "Think not that I am coming to destroy the law or the prophet. I am not to come to destroy, but to fulfill. Brother, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." So what I'm saying, yes, the law is the law never moved. You know, he never told you you could, once he came and he fulfilled it, that you can still kill. He didn't say you can go, well, one of the first commandments he gave was love our God, all our might, and all our strength. That never changed. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. That never changed. Thou shalt not kill. That never changed. What he did, he fulfilled it. So you and I, because if we fall short in that, we can go and ask for forgiveness. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we can go ask for forgiveness. So what the prophet said, you know, and what the prophets were preaching at that time, that it's going to be a man come, Reverend, out of amongst you. The John says, yes. I ain't worried that even less, unless his shoes, oh, help me, oh, but I got to baptize him. This is that man. Reverend, we looked at the Reverend, we see it, and God said he's going to have that throne. Not just for one day, Reverend. He said for to the end, Reverend. It should be no ending to it, Reverend. It should be no ending to it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It should be no ending to it. That's why we have the love of God. That's why when you really, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, when you have a love and you've been watching this, you've been converted, you've been changed, brothers and sisters, you counseling yourself when you do things. You just don't run out there and just do anything. You counsel yourself. It is kind of how you want to love him. Oh, help me, Reverend. You know, he don't force himself on you.
Right.
What do you do, Reverend? If you can serve God just as much as you want to, but don't be mad, Reverend. Don't be mad, Reverend. Don't be mad, Brother Eric. Don't be mad when you got to appear before him, Reverend. Don't be mad. When you got to prepare before him, and he judge you of your good and your bad. You don't you judge it now. Yes, so it is. Because when he come back this time, he ain't coming back when he came the first time. See, now you got hope. Help me, Holy Spirit. When he come back this second time, brothers and sisters, there's no way in the world that you can be able to say to him that you believe. It's going to be too late because now he's coming for his church. Yes, sir. There's a lot of people going to jump on when it's at the end. I'm not going to take that chance. I'm going to get on board now, Reverend. But they said, well, I'd rather do it, why you say, I'd rather serve him and find out that it ain't it, and I serve him that he is, if I can put it that way, Reverend. Because if I get there and it wasn't, whose fault is that? If I serve him now and it was, who wins with that? I'm going to win. But I'm gonna move all that if out of the way. I know he's God. I know God is gonna be there at the end of the day and welcome a lot of us in. Help me, Holy Spirit. I believe that, Rep. I really truly believe that. Do you believe that, Rep?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Let's finish this, man, before they hang up. Look what it said. And he shall reign over thee, help me, Holy Spirit, in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there should be no ending. Then said Mary unto angels. That's what he said. How shall this be? See, I what? Know not a man. So she said, I'm a virgin. He said, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost. Jesus, shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee, and therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That's how the transition happened there, Reverend. That's how the transition. Now, Jesus is the Son of God. How did he become the Son of God? Because the Holy Ghost impregnated Mary. So in this sense, if a man and a wife have a baby, he'll be the son of Reverend Henry. You know what I'm talking about? She's saying, how this going to happen? And I haven't had no woman. He explained it to her just like Carmen. He said, the only difference is it won't be a physical intercourse. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to be a spiritual intercourse. The Holy Ghost is going to get inside of you, and he's going to impregnate you. You know, that's why they got all these old stupid little movies out and all these old crazy little things that people watch. The David Koresh, you know, of Jonestown. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Y'all over, at least over, because that was like 79 or 80, something like that, 78 or somewhere over there. You remember how he persuaded them people, you know, them, I mean, good people, man, smart people, and he told them about the Kool-Aid, you know what I'm talking about, and finally they got to find out, and then they went down there and tried to capture to get them people out of there, and them people, they went down, they fired people to land down there dead because they drunk the Kool-Aid. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I want you to know this here. I want you to know right now, this, we serving a different God than that. Help me, Holy Spirit. We serving a risen Savior. You can drink his blood. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You could eat his bread, Reverend. And what is that? It's symbolic. You know, it's not cannibalist, you know, Dumma. You know, it's symbolic. You can eat that. You can drink that. And when you eat, when you take on the communion, can I say this like that, Reverend? And when you take communion, it's symbolizing his death, burial, and resurrection. It's like you at the moment. The Bible says, he said, do this till I return. You know what I'm talking about? You know, we had to teach it right, Reverend. And had to preach it right, Reverend. So this is what she's having. This is what's going to happen to her. This is what's enter her. This is kind of a level of young man for the be inside of her, Reverend. No other person beside, we say, look at this, when I say beside, John the Baptist, right? We find out what he did, but Jesus came along. Jesus came along, and he's coming. And we find out that the Mary and Gabriel was talking, you know, and he's clearing this thing out for us. And he told us, the Holy Ghost is going to come over you. And he said, the power of the highest, you know. Yes, sir. You know, Buddhists, you know, they worship him. You know, with confusion. They're Hindus, you know, and all them other gods, they worship him. But there ain't no other God like Jehovah. How did that song go? Ain't no God like who? Jehovah.
Yes, sir. Ain't no God like Jehovah.
Yes, sir. When he done, see, you can tell somebody been changed. You can tell somebody when they walk. You don't have to walk up to them and you pass or you talking. Oh, I'm highly favored, full of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. It's not That's not always what it is. You know, what I'm talking about? You can feel the presence of God when you're with someone. They only have to say Jesus. You can feel the humor of it. You can feel the grace of it, and you can feel the love of someone who's been changed. You can hear it, man. You can feel it. I'm going to tell you how you know someone really been trained. They want peace. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They want peace. They want peace. And the Bible said we should be peacemakers. Oh, I know I'm right about it. We don't look and run to miss it, to find things. See, I know we fall short. Sometimes you bust your little head, get knocked a little patch out your neck and all around your feet. So, you know, I know things don't happen in life. But what I'm saying, don't let it consume you because you got the King inside of you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You got the Holy Ghost inside. Don't let it consume you to turn to your own ways. Somebody said, well, you know I'm a man. You know I'm a woman. Yeah, that's pretty right. At least you ain't got it messed up like some of them. You know what your gender is. But let me tell you this here. That don't, once you've been changed, once you've been delivered, my brothers, if you're easy to fall back into that old way, you better ask God to help you remove that out of you. You don't have to take up for yourself. Let God do it because he done it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Watch this. Let me get home, man. Let me get home. And behold. I'm on there. And behold, watch this. And behold, thy cousin, Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her. Who was called barren? What did he say?
Yeah.
But for God, I'm in the book, and I'm kidding.
Amen.
For with God, nothing shall be impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. He said, be it unto me according to thy word. And look what it said, and the angel departed from her. And Mary rose in those days and went into the to the heels, Reverend. You catch that later on. In the country with hate. And to the city of Judea. I'm gonna back up, y'all. And into the house. Here we go, Reverend. Of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, Reverend, that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary and the baby, help me, Holy Spirit, leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. I got to read it because I can't stop here because it's getting good to me. And Jesus spoke out with a loud voice. Let me say that again. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tell you something. I kind of said it before. I want to tell you something. She didn't come in hollering. She didn't come in say, I'm hollering favor. She didn't do all this. Mm-hmm. But Elizabeth heard her greet her husband. And the salutation, she felt that greeting like she did her know. The Spirit of God went inside that baby, John. He leaked in her womb. And the Holy Ghost fills her. I don't know how you're going to catch on yet, but let me tell you something. When you have the Holy Spirit inside you, prayer that you do, but there's something that's going to cause you to thank God. There's something that's going to tell you to do right. There's something that's going to comfort you is the Holy Ghost because he left us with us. So you and I can have something to go to. Yeah, you go pick up a book. Hope you pick up the 66. Sometimes. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let the 66 read to you a little bit. And I read in the word the Holy Ghost is good. And she said it with a loud voice. And she did, when she felt the Spirit of God, it was like, oh, Jesus, God is here. She said it with a loud voice. You know, I can't but she said it with a loud voice. And what she said, blessed are thou amongst women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Help me, Holy Spirit. When she's seen all this, you got to understand that when like spirits come together, that's why we come over here. It's hard to get off this phone sometimes. That's why it's hard for some of us. I'm not blaming if you don't want to be here this and that long. But I'm just telling you, sometimes it can be hard for some of us to get off because we love the Word of God. We love fellowshipping. We love to be in comfort with each one of us. We can have differences of a belief. We can have differences. Watch this, Reverend. We can have differences of interpretation, but one thing we should never have difference in salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit. We can argue theology. We can sit in here talk about precept to precept, but when it start lining up with salvation, we should all be lining up with that. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, I'll tell you, they came on one accord, and when they came on one accord, Reverend, this is when the Spirit ignited them. And she was there. Now she's going to help her in this walk of her last few laboring days. Even if Mary was, she wouldn't help minister with her cousin. Now I'm going to stop right here. Watch this. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed are, watch this, Reverend, are thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this is to me, that thy mother of my Lord should come to me, for lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ear, help me, Holy Spirit, the babe leaped in my womb for joy, and the blessing. Look at this. In the blessing is she that believeth, for there should be a what performance of the things were told. Ooh, help me, Holy Spirit, and told her from the Lord. I'm going to stop right here. Watch this. And we don't revene tomorrow in the regard. But I want you to know, God, I'm going to confirm some things. I promise you, he's not going to let us like no food. I promise you, if we lifting this word up, the Bible said, if I be lifted on earth, I will draw all men. If we lift this word up in teaching and preaching, my brothers and sisters, you won't have to get mad at me. If we preaching this word and teaching this word from the book, you won't the spirit you be mad at is just God, because he told us that, Remy. When we convey the word, don't get mad when man don't understand you. He said, mm-hmm. What he said, don't get mad when they do. He said, you know, he told me, well done.
Yeah.
That's what he did, Remy. You know, you heard the song, right? Well mm-hmm. done. When men don't want to hear you, you know, well done. You know, and that's what was yeah. prepared right here. Now they coming together. The women's coming together. Now they finna see. Most of the time, you know, we don't never try to put the women out the whole situation. Don't never get it twisted like that. Because most of us, who raised us first? Our mothers.
Mm-hmm. Help the whole that's street. Right.
Most did we tell the truth. And it was a time when the wives didn't work, right? You know what I'm talking about? But most of the mm-hmm. time, tell the truth about it, the mother did all the raising. Because the father always working and doing something. Amen? But let me tell you something.
Amen.
But that father has to be there, because he has to show that father figure. Help me, Holy Spirit. And that father figure, the dad's figure, he shows him the perspective of a man. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? That's why
yeah.
I'm so confused
yeah.
right now. That's why a lot of them came out of their closets. You know what I'm talking about? But what I'm telling you, you could be reborn again. Yes, sir. You might thought
mm-hmm.
you were born that way, but you could be reborn again. Because I found out in my
that's
book,
right.
he said we was all born in sin. That's what I read in my book.
Shaping.
It was all born in
yeah.
sin. It's shaping of the nigga. That's what I read in my book. But
that's
what
right.
happened, Rev? We didn't do like Nicodemus. We didn't go by the night and see him. We saw, yeah, we was in the dark. But we came what, to that marvelous light. He turned us around and put us on a road, a straight. We call it straight street. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? They got a little rap.
Mm-hmm.
They got a little rap. I'm going to mess with you. They got a little rap group they talk to, the Migos, right? They got a little song they call Straighten It, Reverend. You know,
mm-hmm.
said, what you doing about that? I got little kids running around the house. I got a little
yeah.
straight there. You know, you got to look at the street sense of that about that song, right? You know, it's old dialogue. But that's what I'm saying. This is what's raising our babies, man. So we have to tell
mm-hmm.
them about the book of God. We have to show them.
Right.
I told them on yesterday, Reverend, we should be their role model. We should be their hero. They should look at us
right.
and say, I don't have to look at no football player, no basketball player, nobody prominent if you think it is. They should look at their parents. They should look at their uncle. They should look at their sister or their brother and say, I want to be like him or her, instead of want to be like somebody who don't really love them like we do. Help me, Holy Spirit. They might have a condition of love there. But let me tell you something. Ain't nothing love about a loved one like we have right now. Taking time out and want to be with one another like we are right today. I'm telling you, it is a time. You might not never have a child, but God might give you somebody to be a what? Well, Reverend, let you the guardian parent, guardian over one of them.
Yeah,
you know, you might
yeah,
help somebody.
Yeah, yes, sir.
To
right.
raise somebody, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? God might give you that sense right there. I said, whatever God gives you, let him help you in it. I don't know why I was
yeah.
there, but let me say it again. Whoever God allowed you to come in your life to help them in the name of Jesus. Ask God to help you.
Yes, sir.
See, sometimes you can go to somebody. What did you do, Reverend Henry, in this situation? That might have worked for Reverend Henry. It might have did. Personally, it did. You know, talking about raising his child or raising his grandchild,
mm-hmm.
doing what he do. That might then you can look at that. You might take bits and pieces out of that. You know what I'm talking about? Because reaching these young kids now is different than what when we were growing up, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? They got a lot of things.
Yeah.
The vices can change them. You know what I'm talking about? So Jesus,
mm-hmm.
when he came through, he had the same devices. You know, some of the same devices. And then what? It's sin. You know what I'm talking about? Sin is before us all the time. You know what I'm talking about? So we had to
yeah.
warn these babies while they walk around. We had to warn these grown folks while they're running around. Because God's coming back for a church. Oh, I believe
right.
that. He's coming back for his bride.
That's right.
And I believe I'm one of them. They don't get it confused. It's what the scripture said. He's coming back. And you look at us like that. See, when you see things in the Bible and see and he, God know what he's doing. Man can
that's
do it
right.
all he wants. God ain't never changed.
Mm-hmm.
He has never changed.
Mm-hmm.
He won't change. You know what I'm talking about? is a, you know, and that's all I have, brother. May God bless you. It was anything said, mm-hmm. and anything was misunderstood. We'll prayerfully try to go back over it and try to go back and write about it. For you might have something we might have missed out on, or you might have liked something that we said. You know, you can hit the one button if you need prayer. You can hit the one button. If you are the ark of safety of salvation, hit the one button. You know, Rev will take it. Rev, I know Rev, I know it's in good hands, boy. Rev, I got to step off, brother. And I'm going to say this, Rev. Mm-hmm. You might not believe it, Rev, but I love you and others, and y'all can't do nothing about it.
Man, beautiful. Beautiful, man. I got my memory back, Rev. We talked about that on judgment seat yesterday. We got a step before. Judge the seat of Christ, praise the Lord. Right now, is a good way to get prepared by accepting the Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. But in this month, it's a good month, praise the Lord, to open up your heart to the Lord. And all this outpouring of love, his birth, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and that love to be born in your heart. God bless you. You open, Brother D.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning. We are truly glad to be back together again. Sometimes my brothers say everything that, you know, when you be around people so long, sometimes it take a long time, sometimes it's a short, long time. They tend to rub off on each other. And sometimes my brothers just say everything that you want to say. It already been said. Amen. I heard it when he said, and I love the Lord gave me that, brother, little saying, and I try to live by it. I'd rather serve it. Get to the pearly gates and find that it was not so, than to not serve it. And get to the pearly gates and find out he was all he said he was. When you read the word, and you find that you can't find no mistake in it, but you're being told by people that it's contradicting, but you can't find nothing contradicting about God's word. Everything you read about, you don't understand it, and you ask him for understanding, and somewhere along the line, he dropped it on you. Well, I'd rather serve him. Mm-hmm. I'd rather serve a man that I can't go to no graveyard and find him because he rose just like he said he would. I could find Confucius' body. It's still laying right there. Buddha's still laying right there. That they can't get up. Look here. He said they cut themselves and let their blood run down in it. And it was still calling on him, but he couldn't answer. And they left running and said, he is a God. I'd rather serve that God and find out that he wasn't true than to not serve. Because everything about him, brother and sister, has been proven to be true. You know, my 63, I've been here, I haven't found anything yet since I've been old enough to read the word of God that wasn't so. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to get out of the way, bro. I heard my brother saying how if you don't have a child, God may put someone in your life. You know, and you want to be like them. I found myself growing up. And everything about my uncle, my aunties tell me now sometimes, they say, boy, you got a little of this and a little of that. You got a little Caucasian, you got a little Uncle Lawson, and you got some of you got, and my dad will never die as long as you die. Long as you live, he said, my dad will never die. So because they walked up right before you, remember? For Eric, they walked up right before you. So you got a chance to see how you supposed to be. They didn't send you to church. They took you to church. They sit right there with you. And sometimes they had to spit white tears from your eyes, but they was there with you. So you got a chance to grow up learning about this man called Jesus. And as you got older, then, of course, you want to stay where you been. Come on, my brother.
For a slip of mind, you know. Let me tell you this here, right? For a slip of mind. See how God moved that we didn't read that lesson a lot, right? We talked that lesson a lot. You see how God moved things to teach the lesson, and preach the lesson. You see how it moved it? You know what I'm talking about? It moved so much that he might allow you to have a child, you know, that you didn't birth. You didn't birth. I want to tell you what he just dropped in my heart just then, right? He told me Mary was blessed and highly favored, but let the truth be told, he chose her. She didn't choose him.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know it's so easy. That was so easy just then. He didn't speak nothing, you know. He chose her. You know, then watch this, Reverend Henry, and he chose us. He could have left us in sin. That's why I be talking about them people with the altered style lifestyle. They say they were born a certain way. We all were born in sin. Every one of us was.
Every last one of
us. But what? Accepted the name. But what we did? We've been reborn. Now watch this. What I was trying to talk about that other thing, so I can set up what I was trying to say about that other one, about how this, watch this, Reverend Brother D, that God allowed to put somebody and let you be a father figure to. And watch this. He can be 50, he can be 70, he can be 80, she can be 90, he can be 50. He can give you that to be a father figure.
Your father figure.
And then they'll come back and say, that's my hero. It ain't no Michael Jordan.
Right.
It ain't Jim Brown. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't O.J. Simpson, you know. It ain't Magic Johnson, you know. I'm going to do this for the sake of a governor name. It ain't Eric. It ain't Donald. It ain't Carl. Yes, it is. You know what it is?
Right.
It is. You know why? Because if Carl and Eric and Donald stay with the line of God, they're going to be my hero. You know why? Because they showed me how to live. They're going to show me how to live. Let me go, man. Bye, y'all. Bye.
That's it. Show you how to live and not die. That's it. Show you how to live. I know myself growing up, I was blessed. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed to be around Uncle AJ, Uncle Lawson, Uncle Regan, Uncle Houston, Uncle Junior. I was so blessed. I remember one time Marcus came home and all the uncles were giving their kids money. And my mother was in Chicago, my father was in St. Louis somewhere. And Marcus Junior gave me some money. And he said, boy, your mama told me to give you this. And I was a kid. And as I got grown, I was talking to Marcus one day. And I'm in my 20s now. You know, I'm grown now. And I told Mark, I saw Uncle Junior, I remember one time you came home and you gave me some money. And I think it was $50. And, you know, when I was a kid, that was a whole lot of money. And you told me my mama sent it to me. I said, but as I looked back at it, I realized my mama didn't send it to me. She wasn't able to. You gave me that. Because you was not going to let me be without. And he just grabbed me and hugged me. Love. See, love will do that for you. That was Jesus Christ to do for you. Jesus Christ will grab you and hug you if you're alive. He'll grab you and hug you if you just let him. He'll hold you in his bosom. Mark will just grab me and hug me. Yeah. And this one, brother, speaking of, I remember one time Charles Barkley, they got mad with him. Media got mad with Charles Barkley, the ball player, because he said, I'm not a role model. He said, I'm not your role model. He said, let your mom and daddy, your uncles and your aunties be your role model. That's what you want to tell yourself after. And they got mad and they got angry with him. But he spoke the truth.
He said,
he spoke the truth.
Joe did.
Walk up right before him. That's what the Lord said, raise him in a way you would have him to grow. So if you walk up right before them, you raise them in the way you want them to go. And when they get old, he said, they won't depart. Oh, they may stray away, but they won't depart. I'm one, bro, Eric, you one. We would have strayed away, but we were raised right. I hear my brother say a minute time, Mama, you did your job. I'm the one went wrong.
That's right.
And I have to tell myself that, Mama, you did your job. Granddaddy, you did, Uncle Jesus, you did your job. Uncle Lawson, Uncle William, you did your job. And see, now that I'm back at home, I can stand up and be a light for them now. They can look at Marty sometimes, she says, that's my nephew. Why? Because you doing what thus said the Lord. Get them 66. Get them 66. That's all you got to do. The Lord will work with you. There's some things you want to say. I heard my brother say something last week. And I'm here to tell you, if you think it's not true, start the book of Matthew. Just start the first verse, first chapter. And see what you run into some words that you won't even make an attempt to pronounce. But stay with God. See, God will reveal them names to you. He'll give them to you. God will give you things you didn't think you did. He'll give you things you didn't think you did. Remember, I was sitting in my garage one day where I had just had a break. And I sat there with my Bible. I was waiting on my next customer. I was sitting there with my Bible and fell asleep reading. And the Lord dropped something on me that I had read for 100,000 times. But he gave me more knowledge, more revelation of it. He got to do that. He will. All you got to do is get in it. I told you, I woke up this morning feeling good. I laid down last night feeling good. Hearing the word this morning, it makes me feel better. I just told a young man, he said, young man, 65 years old, he just asked me a few minutes ago, he said, how is your day? I said, I woke up this morning, and he started smiling. He said, how is your day? When he asked me, how is my day? I said, I woke up this morning. I could have won $2 billion last night, but not wake up this morning.
Come on now.
But the Lord saw fit. I woke up this morning. You're going to tell God, thank you. I tell you, I feel good this morning. The Lord is shining, brother. And he's constantly shining them. He's letting his angels hover around me every day. And I just want to tell God, thank you. I just thank you for being my father.
I woke up this morning with my mind.
Stayed on Jesus.
I woke up this morning with my mind.
Stay
on Jesus.
Yes,
I woke up this morning with my mind. Stay on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
I woke up this morning with my mind. Oh, y'all better leave me alone. Stay. Let me get right. I feel like the motion of time.
They tell us we can't sing, but the Bible says make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And the Bible said, make a joy. And I believe what I sing from all my heart, the Lord, he enjoys my singing. He enjoys it. Because he said, make a joy for Noah. Remember, you know what I'm saying, remember? Make a joy for Noah. See, remember, Henry can sing. So he don't get criticized like we do. But the Lord don't criticize. He loves my singing. He said, make a joy for Noah to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I feel good this morning.
Joy for Noah.
I woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Man.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Man, praise the Lord God today for his blessings. How he has blessed us. How he has, again, showed up and overflowed our hearts with rejoicing and gladness, glad to hear the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being born unto us and continually to be born in our hearts, that his love may go from heart to heart, from breast to breast, heart to heart, that we may do, hallelujah, our master's will. Praise the Lord. I see your Aunt Martha. She sends in love tests, love tests. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord, your God, is, praise the Lord, testing you to know whether you, praise the Lord, indeed love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and soul. Praise the Lord. It said, our love for God shows in our love for others. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People will know if you love God, if you treat your fellow man right. Hallelujah. You know, it's an action word. Praise the Lord. We try to show it to you, but in all this showing, you should be able to feel it. You should be able to feel it when we, oh, hallelujah, when we bear each other burden. That's love. When we show not to be in your business, but we want to care for you. Because when you hurt, we want to hurt. We want to bear your burden with you. That's love. When you rejoice, we want to rejoice with you. That's love. Oh, hallelujah. When you succeed, we succeed. That's love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Victory in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. There'll be no questions on the one button. We're going to continue to pray and let God have his way. Hallelujah. We thank him for his goodness. We thank him for his mercy. Thank him for the birth. Hallelujah.
Rev,
continue.
Rev Harris.
Yes, sir. Talk to me.
When you pray this morning, Rev, let's dish up a special prayer for these mail carriers. I'm listening to the news mm-hmm. this morning and they're saying they just going to rob them like it's a new game out here. You're out here trying mm-hmm. to work, support your life and family. And they're saying this morning one got killed trying to deliver mail. So let's ask the Lord to look over these mail carriers. It's this world is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrapping up. It's just wrapping up.
Yeah.
And we only see it right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to issue offer them up a prayer that the Lord will look over
you. Praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lord, help. Mercy. Yes, sir. Where
and
is that?
They're not doing it just here in Chicago. They're not doing it real just here in Chicago. I was listening this morning. It's like 3-4 different states. The guys this morning I was listening to, I heard yesterday about Chicago this morning. I think it was Milwaukee. I mean, it's just one thing after another. So we want to keep them in prayer. Amen.
Yeah. Who would ever thought that that would be a dangerous job to carry a mail. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask God's blessing and protection on those that carry the mail. Those that carry the mail from house to house are those that carry the gospel mail. Pray for them as well. As we pray, Father God in heaven, while we come thanking you another day, another appointed time that you've given us. Father God, we count it as a blessing, Father, that we may be whole, just hallelujah, in thy grace, in thy mercy, in thy will, hallelujah, in thy way. Thank you, Father, how you allowed us to assemble together. Thank you, Father God, how you consecrate our minds and help us to receive and understand the word that you had for us. Thank you for blessing us to be able to receive that you had with open hearts and that our minds, hallelujah, be able to receive your word, that our lives would be made better for it. We thank you, Lord. And we want to tell you we love you, Lord. Father God, then we want to ask hallelujah, a special prayer, Father God, of protection for, hallelujah, those that carry the mail, Father God, from, oh, hallelujah, you know better than we, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, that you would have mercy, hallelujah, stay the hand, Father God, of the enemy, we ask you, hallelujah, bless us to understand and pay attention to these lessons that you're trying to teach us, whether it's hallelujah in the world or in spiritual. Father, we ask you to hallelujah bless our minds to receive what you're trying to teach us, Lord God. Bless us to be wise and be careful in our everyday lives, Father God, that we will be ever watchful of the adversary as we run to and fro, Father God. Bless us with protection as you go forth. Go before us, stand by us, and stand with him like you always do, Father God. We never want to take you for granted. We're pleading, hallelujah, that continue to have your way, hallelujah, in our hearts, Father God, have your way. Again, we want to thank you for this message, the messenger, and all those that played a part, Father. Thank you for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, hallelujah. We have seen your glory, hallelujah. We have seen your love. We have felt your love, and we thank you for it, Father. Continue to bless us. Be vessels you will be pleased with. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We give you all the glory, the honor, the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Now let's keep
him. Oh, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
Keep him holy, can't keep God there.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I heard a young man real.
Yes, sir. Brother? Brother, you want to say something? You on mute, brother? Hey, charge to keep my soul is saved and fitted for the sky. Who gave his son my calling to fulfill, to serve this present age. My my power engage to do my master's will. Oh, may it all my power gauge to my master's will.